Do it.
Cooking.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine. Yes. Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
All right, you're back in the room. With kind of the man of the hour, really. Tom Scott.
A whole hour.
Man, every time you drop something, you're the man of the hour. It's always top notch, we've got to say.
That's nice, thank you. I'd like to have my own hour.
How long's the new Avondale Bowling Club record?
About that.
Is it really?
Nah, I think 45, maybe. Nice. Too long. Nice. But, you know.
Is it a double vinyl?
Yeah, it's a double
Sweet.
Vinyl. So put some extras on the end there.
Very nice, very nice.
Otherwise, you have to print three sides. Like, imagine just putting out a record like three sides.
I have actually
long,
got one, and then on the fourth side, they've just put like a weird cut in the groove, and sometimes you put on the record player and it does like a beat. I don't know if it's supposed to do that or not. I think, but they.
Well, I didn't know you could do that.
But also, just put a mint jam on there as well. Kind of.
Yeah. Well, we put this unreleased instrumental that Eno and Parks helped me produce. Oh, they pretty much produce it, and I sat there. But yeah, so. Am I promoing my record? I'm not supposed to be
We're just having a conversation.
I just want to get back to this robot.
I don't have a list of what I can and can't talk about. So.
Can we reopen the robot?
Yeah, of course. Let's get back to AI, man.
The 29 sciences.
That's 29.
Apparently pets are about to AI pets pretty consistently.
Yeah.
And old mate shaking his head over here because everyone's seen that Black Mirror episode where those dogs in black and white chase down that lady. It's grim.
I've seen that one.
So yeah, let's just hope that doesn't happen. And also, just stop hitting your computer and stuff like that because these things remember it. And apparently, like, what's going to happen is they'll just be like, hey, remember when they were just hitting us because we weren't working back then?
Right, you reckon?
I think so. They download all that stuff. They don't forget. They're like extra elephants memory. I've thought about this.
But we're not that mad at what people do to, like, primates.
Well, it's kind of like they're going to look at us like ants, apparently. So if there's an anthole in the way of what they want to do, they'll just knock it over and there'll be a mall there. You know what I mean?
I respect the shit out of ants, though.
Should we take
Have you seen
calls
some of their highways?
Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah, ants could fix our public transport.
Man. Hello, BFM.
If you were going to be an artificially inseminated robot,
inseminated.
Is it inseminated or intelligent? Same thing.
I don't know. Is it?
If you were, what would your primary task be?
Like,
what would your specialty be?
Fuckbot. You mean the first robots are going to be prostitutes? Is that what you're getting at?
No, you're probably right. Don't be like that. But what would you like? If you were going to be a robot,
a womb. Is that what's happening here?
What are you?
We artificially inseminating a robot?
But caller, I'm scared too.
No. Well, I just got my words mixed up here a little bit between intelligence and insemination.
Right.
What, like, if you were to be a robot, what would your specialty task be? You know, like, what would you be built to do?
I'd probably be like a dot bot, something like that. Just cruise around, just giving people cup dots when they need them. Dot bot there. Okay. That's me. I'm out. Dot bot. Thank you.
So everyone's in on this? Well, we've just had that story about killing people, so probably like some reckless killing machine.
Yeah, I'd like to be a killing machine.
Oh, Robot Wars, man. Sick. What would you be, by the way? Well, we've got you here.
I don't know. That's why I was trying to get some ideas for where I tend to a robot.
Okay, well,
that was
interesting.
Thanks, mate. Cheers,
Johnny. You asked for it, Tom. You did ask for that.
Well, I didn't ask for that.
Well, mate, it's BFM, so.
Hey, now, Tom, the purpose of this visit this evening is for you to guest select some music here on the drive show.
Okay,
We have asked you to bring in a couple of tracks with you.
I guess this is what I listen to and I'm a bit ashamed of it is what I'm trying to say.
Well, there's no agenda. But, we were just told you to bring in what you're vibing on at the moment.
Okay, cool. So. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, this is, you said that it's stuff to cook to and this is, I kind of would cook something up to this. The first song that I wanted to play is this song I've been kind of obsessed with all year. It's this chick, Anna Wise. I don't know how much explaining I should do because then I just...
The music?
Yeah, I think the music should do the explaining. But yeah, she goes out with this dude, John Bapp. He's the fucking man.
Has she done some stuff with Kendrick Lamar?
I think she did BVs for Kendrick on his album.
Sick. All right, this is Anna Wise and John Bapp, and it's Nova.
Stay with us.
Anna Wise and John Bapp on 95 BFM as chosen by Tom Scott.
That would be a good time to sort of maybe just check your ice. See that's going.
Early, check it early.
There is an art to cooking rice, isn't there?
There
definitely
is,
low,
there is.
Low heat. Otherwise it's
Uncle Ben's.
That is the art. You're right, I was about to that as well. Old mate Uncle Ben nailed it.
He's killing the rice game.
Hey,
No.
I was curious. No, you both go. What's the live band look like for the Avondale Bowling Club at the moment?
At the moment, it's Julian Dine on drums. I mean, it looks like a bunch of dudes holding their instruments. but it looks pretty good sometimes.
But Julian Dine on the drums.
Dine on the drums looks good.
Sounds good too.
JY looks good. He's got good sweaters.
The brass master around town, basically.
Yeah, he plays a lot of brass. guy called Guy Harrison has silky hair, much like yours, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, a couple other dudes, Tonga Vaia.
Tom was talking about me, by the way, when you said that, everyone, yeah. Just so you know. Yeah. Tom's right here, though. His hair looks pretty good, but just kind of out of... You're just not in sight at the moment.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good. It's worth mentioning.
Some silky hair in this building.
So it is full flight at Wonder Garden? Full band...
Yep, full band. It's always a full band. I don't know how to play.
Like, yeah, that's great.
Without a full band, eh?
You've been playing with a live band for a long, long time. I think I saw you the first time. Was it Rakino's that is down by High
probably.
Street? I'm pretty sure I saw you the first time I ever saw you was with a
Sound
live
like
band.
Sound like a swimming
there.
Pool in there, eh?
Yeah.
But some good times. I used to, like, when I first turned 18, I went to this place, the London Bar, to watch, like, some jazz that's kind of. The nerd I was, and like, just always liked music like that best.
It definitely adds a massive amount of legitimacy to
the not
verses.
To take away from everything else, but I mean, I just fucking, I don't know. That's how I like it. That's how I like it.
Fair enough.
So the next song is I feel like this song's been really slept on, it's Andre 3000.
What a beast.
And he's like, he puts together this beautiful song about his dead parents, basically, but it's just juxtaposed by these major chords that sound like something Elton John might have composed, played by James Blake, and no one gives a shit about this song, but to me I was like, this is fucking crazy.
I wanna hear it.
So it's called Bury My Parents.
Around.
the feels. Tom, you're saying Andre 3000 released that track same time you released a 16-minute clarinet track?
Kind of like a clarinet solo. Like it was real, yeah, like a real Coltrane-esque kind of joint. And it's him playing clarinet for about 8 minutes. And I think that might have overshadowed that song because he released him at the same time on SoundCloud.
Clarinet can scare people off.
Perhaps,
has
yeah.
that effect?
But yeah, I just thought that song was fucking beautiful.
Nice. Should we run straight into the
yeah,
into the next
that's always
tune?
A fun one.
Yeah, so I just thought, staying on the piano vibe, this is a joint that was released, I think. This both of those, all this stuff is from this year, but this is originally from 1983 and it came out the vault. It's Prince playing one of his songs called 17 Days, but it's just him and the piano. And man, the way he plays it, it's like a house track. It's just so funky. Yeah, just
is that my echo?
Stylish as fuck, just him and the piano.
Can you turn the lights down so you can...
Good God!
Yeah.
17 days, 17 long nights. Oh, it's a drag, babe, I know. Hold another nigga tight. I wanna call you every day, beg you to be near me. I know it's underwater, down that you can hear me. Let the rain come down, come on down, let the rain come down, down. Oh, 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 oh. Come on down, yeah. Come on down, yeah, baby, no.
Prince, very intimate that one. 17 Days, piano and a microphone, 1983 version, by the way.
Yeah.
Very yeah, nice, Tom.
I've only got intimate music here for us today.
That's okay, I feel like.
Four guys chilling out.
Dinner for two, though, really, isn't it?
This yes, one. It is. What else did I put on there?
Well, we've got a couple more lying around.
Oh, okay,
this
is another intimate joint. Here's another guy you might not have heard of, Marvin Gaye. My mum used to think it was two people, Marv and Gaye.
yeah,
because he was like he always sang with Tammy Terrell or whatever. So she
would you like to say hello to your mum
now? Marv guy. Hi mum, if you're listening. Yeah. Yeah, but this song is pretty buzzy. My girl, she's like into heaps of boogie and shit like that, and she dug this one out the other day, and I had no idea it was Marvin.
Like, it looks like it's just some cat down the road today. So he's wearing like a hoodie and stuff in this picture.
But yeah, on this record, he's like talking all this nasty shit.
Oh, really? Oh, we're past the watershed hour, so we can go.
Yeah, like real nasty. Like, what's it called? Like, it's about SM.
What is that word? Masochistic?
Yeah.
Masochist.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Masochistic. I've never actually read that word.
He's talking all this masochistic type shit, like, you're my slave and
masochistic
I'm
going to
whip you until you're wet and shit. Like, it's crazy. But in the funkiest way. So, yeah, just a little warn.
Inseminate there, you until you're something.
He's talking about artificial intelligent insemination.
Could be. That's a robot.
Oh, no. Get your arse in gear. Come closer here. See your passion sweat. Now, is it wet? I'll jam you till you. You're no saint. I'll rock you till you soar like a whore. Forget that closet scene. I'm so mean. I'll throw you on the floor like before. You say it's not your thing, but still you come. You say you hate my guts, but still want some. You silly little freak, trying to rise, but the devil's strong in you. It's in your eyes, the thing that's deep in you, you can't resist. I'm gonna tie you up and have my wish. You do not understand, but still you love. The way you worship it, it's all you're thinking of. Everybody knows the thing you love. While you're on your knees, raise your dress above. Get down. Little side, kiss my feet. Put your face right here, start to eat. Get down, shut up, get down, get up. If you do it right, you get the pipe. And if you do it wrong, I'll spank you long. I love you, my masochistic beauty. I love you, ha, I love your beauty. I love it, my masochistic beauty, yes.
Marvin Gaye right there. Could you have picked that was Marvin Gaye?
Vincent Price as Marvin Gaye.
Nice.
Yeah, that's an unreleased joint like of his that came out after he died, but it's just fucking interesting to me. I think I just like it, not even ironically, I think I just like it.
We've had a text in saying someone misses the London Bar.
I do miss the London Bar, mate.
There you go.
Texer.
And apparently the favourite gig of 2018 was Avondale Bowling Club. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
That's Dan.
Dan.
If that's your mum's name, I don't want to step on anything.
Cheers, Dan. Thank you, bruv. Oh, come along to Wonder Garden. What I'm supposed
what
to
time
be
are you guys
here
on?
For. I think we're on about 4:30.
Nice.
Like that.
Perfect.
Like, yeah, just a nice chill one. And like Damien Funk.
What are you really looking forward to?
Cut Off Your Hands, who are number one on the BFM Top 10 this week.
Oh, Cut Off Your Hands, number one.
Very nice.
Oh shit, that I just killed it.
Oh yeah, it's actually
keep listening. Fuck. That was a trick, fake news.
Robots did not kill 28 sons. Yeah, and then so the last, I guess I should intro the last song.
Yeah, why not, mate? Why not? You wanna bring it back, bring it local.
I was making some music with this kid Fable yesterday. This kid, his name's Peyton. He's named after Gary Peyton, which I just thought was the sickest shit out if you're a basketball head. Anyway. He started hipping me to stuff that he's listening to. He's a young kid. He's like young kid from I forget where he's from, but he's like crazy, like Frank Ocean with a New Zealand accent basically, and sings about like colonialism and all sorts of cool shit. He's just 20 and just so fresh and just inspired the fuck out of me.
Perfect.
And he put me onto some stuff he was listening to, and this is a girl from SoundCloud who I think she's like even younger, like 15 or something, and she just wrote this song called Don't Need to Be High. and it's just about how much he loves this dude, and it's just fucking.
This is 505.
Yeah,
is
that I just fuck with it. It's called 505. So I thought I'd just
nice
try to include something from something local, but yeah, that's about it.
Tell me how you feeling when we're together, stand all the lights we dimming, touching on my skin, got my hands up to the ceiling. And you love it how I ride, making love to your mind. Take over my mind. You bring sunlight, moonlight. Who said to love if you're mine? Who said I love?
Don't Need to Be High. Production, Nikolai on the production there. Brand new to me, 505. Very nice.
Yeah, shot for having me.
Thanks so much for coming up.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom Scott. We'll see you down at Wonder Garden, anywhere else.
Yep, Pendleton, Wonder Garden.
Anywhere else over the summer.
You can see me on the internet. I'm on there.
Okay.
And I'm on Wonder Garden. I'm on the bill for that. Doing stuff.
Sweet. Well, hey, yeah.
I'll just be playing my favorite songs. We're not actually playing any DJ? ABC stuff. I'll just be playing MP3s and some SoundCloud links.
Do you guys work any covers into the set?
Sometimes. I'm not going to be covering anything but the band sometimes. Like when I mention certain references, they'll.
Do you play those? Is it just parts. Do you just play Avondale Bowling Club, or do you drop any other stuff?
Yeah, at the moment.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm working on a new project for like maybe 2020.
Okay.
For 2020.
Very nice.
We got to start calling the year 2020 for 2020 now.
Fucking why not? Roll for the time.
Referendum, as my friend Park said.
All right. Footnote. Hey, thank you very much, Tom Scott.
Hey, cheers, bro.
All the best.
Thanks, BFM.
See you all at Wonder Garden.
Merry Christmas.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.